Today is a very special day in the life of our church. Here's why it's special. We get to baptize two people. And Laura, can I ask you to do me a favor? Would you go get the older kids and bring them back in for us? Here's what baptism is. I want you to pause and think about this for just a second. I just talked about the pain. Here's what baptism is. It is a visual symbol, not only of being washed clean, but of passing through pain, through death, and back into life. At the end of the day, that's what baptism symbolizes, is my old self is dying. My old self is going away. And I'm my new self through Jesus Christ is being reborn. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus. To say, I no longer live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And every time we baptize someone, we are welcoming them in symbolically to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I am really excited that we get to do that. Because I want you to pause and think for just a second what that means. Pause and think eternally. Come on in, guys. Eternally, when we baptize somebody, if they are accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we are watching birth into a new reality, birth into glory. How many of you have ever watched a child being born that somehow is connected to you, and all you can do is cry? Oh my gosh. I'm just going to share my newest experience. I watched that little girl be placed onto my wife's arms. And I'm going to cry as I think about it. And I looked to her and I said, honey, it's a girl. And I was so excited. Well, we get to do that again. New birth into Christ. That's what baptism is. And so I am thrilled to be able to do that with you guys this morning, especially you. And I'm going to tell everybody why. But on the screen is going to be our liturgy. There's a million ways that a baptism can be done and performed. But one of the things I like about the Methodist liturgy is it puts us all on the same page. And it's well said. And so I invite you to join me in this Methodist liturgy of the sacrament of baptism. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth. What did I just say? New birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. So I present to you, and if you guys would stand and rise and join me, Mackenzie Mae Sherman and Haley Elizabeth Sherman, and all of those who want to stand with her. Oh, it's hard to get up after you've been sitting for a little while. And so I ask all of you, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sins? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in Him, in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And specifically for Mackenzie, will you nurture Mackenzie in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and your example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. I like that, I will. I do says, here's what I am right this moment. I will is a promise for every day forward. And so Haley. Haley's a little different. Haley has and I have had a great conversation. I get emotional. And this is a believer's baptism. She is saying yes to Jesus publicly for all of us this morning. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful to Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative to this world? If so, answer, I will. And so it's not just about them, it's about all of us as well. We make a promise. Do you, as Christ's body, wait, I'm on the wrong question. You guys, I got excited. Will you who stand with Haley support and encourage her in her Christian life? If so, answer, I will. And now I get to turn to you guys. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Haley and Mackenzie now before you in your care? I want to pause before you get a chance to answer. I want to pause and remind you what you're saying. Is Jesus in you will be exhibited by how you love and care for one another. And you are promising to invite them into that care. That how you care for one another is how you will teach them Jesus cares for you. And so you're holding yourself accountable. And their faith, to a degree, rests in your hands by your teaching. And so you're making a commitment to them. And so I invite you to share with us. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround them with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. I want you guys to hear something, especially you. They promised that you're not alone. And they're going to be with you from here on out to help you. You are never alone. You've got these people behind you that love you. And Mackenzie, you got a whole crowd of people that say, I got a smile. That's a big deal. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the way that you love us and the way throughout history and throughout Scripture you have showed us what redemption comes from, where new birth comes from. For all of us, Lord, entered the world through the water of the womb. And yet, Lord, the sin of this world, you have shown us that redemption comes through the washing of the water and, Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, just as you cleansed the world through Noah and the flood. Lord, just as you have cleansed us through generations, the power of baptism, we ask, Lord, that you would fill this place and remind us that you are cleansing us day in, day out, through the power of your Holy Spirit. Washing and renewing us. Lord, we thank you for your love and your grace that is resurrecting us. In your Son's name we pray this. Amen. We'll see how this goes. Hey, sweetie, will you come with me for just a minute? No.
You want me to bring her?
I can bring her. We can do that. Got to know what fights to pick in the family, right? Hey, sweetie, come here. Mackenzie, this is a big deal for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that one day you would come to accept all of this for yourself and know His love and His grace. And Haley, I invite you to kneel. And family, I invite you to place your hands on her shoulder and let her know your presence. Haley, because you have said yes to Jesus, I want you to know that His grace is upon you. But here's the better part. Long before you said yes to Him, He said yes to you. And so now, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, and welcome you into the family of Christ and into your life of constant resurrecting until the day all of us see Him face to face and are made new. Thank you, Lord, for Haley and for Mackenzie, and for the new work you do in all of us. Amen. It's now our joy to welcome our new sisters in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Mackenzie and Haley to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and all of you by your power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. And all God's people said, amen. Hey, I don't know. Some days I think we need something a little bit bigger than amen. We just got to welcome someone into our family. Let's give them a little bit of applause and cheer. Love you, girl. You may be seated. How awesome is that, guys? New birth. Through Jesus Christ, the one who can carry us through it all. As we close our service and as we get ready for our closing hymn, I just want to invite you to recommit yourself to the one who has committed himself to you. That as we stand, and I invite you to stand and sing, you say yes to Jesus from here and forever. Let's sing. We carry this light every Sunday out into the world. It is our reminder of Christ's love for us. It is our reminder of Christ's power in us. But it's more than that. It is our reminder of the hope we have. Because I want you to know, everyone out there has pain. And everyone in here has pain. But because we follow Jesus, and we trust that He will carry us through that pain, We have the hope of resurrection, the hope of new life, the hope that when Christ returns and every knee bows, we will be with him forever. I have one more thing as you all stand that I have to do. Elwin, would you come up here with me? We got to welcome somebody, but we also have to say goodbye to somebody. Elwin has been a foundation to this church from the beginning. He is a dear brother and friend. And Elwin, as you move to Texas, we're going to miss you.
I'll miss you too.
And so I want to pray for Elwin and his family, and then I want to invite Elwin to carry the light out. Lord, thank you for this brother, this friend, this person whom you love so dearly and you have been making new every moment from the time he was born and was baptized in your name. Lord, we thank you for his grace and his love and the way he showed us you for so many years. May your grace abound in him more. May your glory rest upon him every moment he has as he leaves us and goes to a new part of this world. May they marvel at your light in him. Thank you for Elwin, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Would you carry that out?